Penguin Audio presents What Alice Forgot by Leanne Moriarty. Read by Tamara Lovett-Smith. Chapter 1. She was floating, arms outspread, water lapping her body, breathing in a summery fragrance of salt and coconut. There was a pleasantly satisfied breakfast taste in her mouth of bacon and coffee and possibly croissants. She lifted her chin, and the morning sun shone so brightly on the water, she had to squint through spangles of light to see her feet in front of her. Her toenails were each painted a different color: red, gold, purple, funny. The nail polish hadn't been applied very well, blobby and messy. Someone else was floating in the water right next to her. Someone she liked a lot, who made her laugh, with toenails painted the same way. The other person waggled multicolored toes at her companionably, and she was filled with sleepy contentment. Somewhere in the distance, a man's voice shouted, "Marco!" And a chorus of children's voices cried back, "Polo!" The man called out again, "Marco, Marco, Marco!" And the voices answered, "Polo, Polo, Polo!" A child laughed, a long, gurgling giggle like a stream of soap bubbles. A voice said quietly and insistently in her ear, "Alice!" And she tipped back her head and let the cool water slide silently over her face. Tiny dots of light danced before her eyes. Was it a dream or a memory? "I don't know," said a frightened voice. "I didn't see it happen." No need to get your knickers in a knot. The dream, or memory, or whatever it was, dissolved and vanished like a reflection on water, and instead fragments of thought began to drift through her head.